This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Governor John Bel Edwards has called legislators into a special session starting Monday to address the state's looming budget crisis. Come July 1st, Louisiana is set to lose more than $1 billion in revenue. Barry Irwin is president of the nonpartisan public policy group Council for a Better Louisiana. He says he's optimistic the legislature will find a solution to the revenue problem, at least for now.
I'm less optimistic that what they pass will be either permanent or really resembling much in the way of tax reform.
Instead, Irwin is expecting a mix of solutions, some permanent and some temporary, that will get the state through this current budget crisis.
Probably not permanently, but it'll probably get us over the hump. And then we'll have another hump.
Faced with a budget shortfall in 2016, legislators ended up passing a handful of tax measures, like raising the state's sales tax by one penny. But those tax increases expire in about 4 months, creating the current budget problem, what's referred to as the fiscal cliff. Leaders in the House argue the state needs to take a harder look at how much money is being spent. Irwin says that could be one piece to solving the fiscal puzzle.
Of course, the other fight, I think, is going to be over how much do we raise.
Governor Edwards wanted an agreement with legislators on how to replace most of the $1 billion before calling a special session. But Irwin says that probably hasn't happened with the House.
It was probably unrealistic to think that with 105 members in the House that they were going to have a deal that was kind of set in place going into it.
Legislators will have from February 19th until March 7th to try and find a solution. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.